This is Larkin, Texas. It's September 22nd, 2012, and I'm just an American, your host for 1 hour. Today's research page is titled Gentleman's Agreement. And you can find these notes at larkintexas.blogspot.com. Soon we'll be joined by a newcomer to RBN, William Clark. And he'll be discussing issues related to property, the law of the land versus law of the sea jurisdictions, and especially to land patents. Later on, Mr. Clark will join Jack Bauer in Studio B for 2 more hours on the American Reconstruction Project. And if you're unaware, Jack's show is a fairly recent addition to this network. So listen in for William and Jack to pick up where we'll leave off today. That's at 5 o'clock Central until 7. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen, for Gentleman's Agreement, following these messages.
Are you prepared? Are you ready? You should be. CampingSurvival.com is your source for camping supplies, survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness-minded individual interested in MRE and colloidal silver, a hardcore hiker in need of paracord, a water filter system, and fire piston, or just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family, CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com today. Toll free 800-537-1339. CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. Call now 800-537-1339.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendivite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendivite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendivite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendivite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Thank you. hush-a-bye, don't you cry, go to sleep, you little baby. When you wake, you shall have cake and all the pretty little horses. Black sand bays, dapple and grays, all the pretty little horses. The little baby. When you wake, you shall have cake and all the pretty little horses. Black sand bays, dappled and grays, all the pretty little horses. Black sand bays, dappled and grays, coach and six white horses.
Okay, we're back. Now, if you're tuned to 1140 AM radio, that's transmitting from the KHFX tower here in the Dallas-Fort Worth, North Central Texas area. Keep in mind that you're listening to Real Talk Radio, ladies and gentlemen. We don't screen callers, and we don't filter or sugarcoat reality here either. RBN is not shock talk, newspeak, doublethink, NPR, Rush, Laura, or Michael. We're where you want to be when you finally want to hear the truth. We'll take your calls, and that number is 1-800-313-9443. Please support our sponsors and consider making a donation to our pledge drive. RepublicBroadcasting.org is unique and regularly presents offerings that are often exclusive to this network. Well worth checking out. Next week, Robin Eubanks of InvisibleSurfsCaller.com will return to explore American education issues and policies which seem to be in effect throughout the English-speaking world. With that said, if you'd like to peruse all my research notes, you can always shoot me an email with the title of the broadcast in the subject line to larkintexas@gmail.com. And I'll rapid fire them back to you as an attachment. Aesop said, "We hang the petty thieves and appoint the great ones to public office." H.L. Mencken said, "The most dangerous man to any government is the man who is able to think things out without regard to the prevailing superstitions and taboos. Almost inevitably, he comes to the conclusion that the government he lives under is dishonest, insane, intolerable." So, William Clark, do we have you online with us today? Are you there with us, William?
Yes, I am.
Well, welcome to the program today. Very kind of you to join us.
Thank you very much for having me.
So I understand that you have a lifetime of fighting these creatures that seek to encroach upon your property rights. And I heard you once before on Jack Bauer's American Reconstruction Project. And I very much wanted to meet and talk with you and, of course, introduce you to the RBN listeners. How goes it with you out there on the West Coast these days?
Yes.
Now, I wonder if you would like to, by way of introduction, talk about law of the land versus law of the sea. Perhaps those words in the Declaration of Independence. And two issues relative to original land patents.
Sure. Well, what I'm going to be telling you people today, I don't believe is taught in law schools, or if it is, it is glossed over very quickly. But if you were to be able to step back in space far enough and look back at planet Earth, you would see two basic substances. That is land and sea. And that's where the two law systems stem from. There is a law of the land and a law of the sea. Originally, the law of the land was only on the land, and the law of the sea was only on the sea. And where they joined was at the mean or average high tide mark on the coastlines of all nations. Every nation has a law of the land. America was based on British law of the land. But every other nation you can think of has a basic underlying law of the land, which is not published. It's custom, usage, practice, and procedure. In other words, in some foreign countries, it's okay under the law of the land to eat your enemies. They have cannibalism, and that's their law of the land. That would not happen in most of the other places. So it goes by a landmass, which is not necessarily counties or states. It goes by large landmasses, where we call it a people. The law of the land came first. When Cain killed Abel, in scripture, he violated the law of the land. There was no published law. Nobody could point to penal code section so-and-so. We don't do that here. That's basically the way the law of the land works. The law of the sea came about centuries ago when commerce went to sea. And the first nations that went into deep sea was the Basque, which don't even have their own country. They're roughly half in Spain and half in France. But they were one of the first people to build large ocean-going vessels because they had no beaches. Everything dropped right off into deep water. The Portuguese also did some of the early deep-sea travel, as well as the Vikings. They say the Vikings got to the west coast of America, the Gulf Coast of America, many centuries ago, and that's the reason we have blue-eyed Indians in the Navajo tribe. The law of the land underlies the law of the sea. In fact, there's an old real estate term, under all is the land, and even under the sea is the land. So it's very basic, and it's very harsh. It can be very harsh. On real estate contracts, at least older real estate contracts, they would use the phrase, some clause, that if there's any lawsuit or action at law or equity, the prevailing party will have all of his costs paid. Now, at law means law of the land. And at law has one basic law system under it, and that is the common law. So the law of the land, the common law, and at law are all terms that are synonymous. All other law systems are under the law of the sea, such as Roman civil law, equity law, administrative law, admiralty law under maritime jurisdiction, administrative law. Those are all under the law of the sea, where the ship's captain was basically God. What he said went. He could not only marry people on board his ship, he could bury them. He could put his sword to some sailor's throat and say, are you going to go up and take that sail down? We have a storm coming, or are you going over the edge? And that's where the term sending a message came from. If you go into courts today, you'll hear a judge say, well, we're going to have to send a message to all those drug pushers.
Hold on there, William. Sure. Let's pick up after this commercial message.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. HerbalHealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to HerbalHealer.com today. HerbalHealer.com.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed. But you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With a Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
Okay, welcome back. If you're just now joining us, we're visiting today with William Clark. And so, William, would you like to pick up where you left off?
Yes, I have one final thing about the difference between the law of the land and the law of the sea, and that is that under the law of the land, there can be no cause of action unless there is an injury done to somebody else's life, liberty, or property. Now, the term property originally meant land and any kind of property. One of the things that I've learned in the 34 years I've been diligently studying law, I have 9,000 of my own law books now, is that words and their meanings are critical, especially in court. And the original words were under the law of the land were found in Bouvier's law dictionaries. And they are online. You can go into Bouvier law dictionaries online. Then around the turn of the last century, they started bringing in Roman civil law under the law of the sea, and they brought it inland. Actually started coming inland in 1844 when the Congress allowed the law of the sea to follow the ship up the Mississippi, Columbia, Colorado, and other rivers so that the captain could stay in control of his crew to finish the commercial voyage. So that's when it started, and everything goes very slow. And so by the turn of the century, they were using law of the sea terms so much that Black's Law Dictionary came into effect, and that has the meanings of the civil law or law of the sea terms. The 1914 Bouvier because it is basically the 1870 law dictionary with 44 years of case law annotated with it. The 1870 Bouvier Law Dictionary is the last dictionary, law dictionary that Congress approved. After that, they said we cannot approve something that has a copyright. So the 1914 Bouvier Law Dictionary is my favorite for learning the common law or the law of the land. Now, the founding fathers, they gave us a real blessing. Now, I have heard all the arguments about how evil the founding fathers were and how they were a bunch of rich white guys that had slaves and that they created a government for their own commercial benefit. Now, that was put out by the Anti-Federalists. Originally we had the Federalist Papers and the Anti-Federalist Papers. The Anti-Federalists are still alive and well, and they have nothing good to say about the Founding Fathers. However, the Founding Fathers, if they were making a government for themselves and their families, we can still take advantage of all that. Now, they were so ahead of their time, they decided that they would make this Constitution
Hold on there, William. We'll pick up on the other side of this break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with 4 of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled B-I-O-A-G-E.com. BioAge.com or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
How would you like to own land? A refuge to escape from big cities, possible food shortages, the collapse of the dollar, or just a vacation trip is now available to you. Lots of fishing and hunting are available just across the Rio Grande River. Own your personal Colorado Wilderness RV lot within three stones' throw of the Rio Grande River for $1,395. Quarter-acre lots, county road access. All lots come with warranty deed. All just for $1,395. Call 785-672-3141. 785-672-3141. Or go online to ColoradoRiverLots.com for more information and to see photos. It is away from civilization, a good business investment, and a low-cost protection plan. Call today, 785-672-3141.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Troubles away. Some mean old mama's got your head all in a horrible way. Still, for all your crying and all your pain, you're just the sweetest little woman that I've seen in my day. So come on, pretty mama, let me take your troubles away.
A
Okay, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Now, just a couple of quick program notes. First of all, Mr. Clark will be available for your questions and elsewise today on the American Reconstruction Project with Jack Power here on RBN, that's Studio B, beginning at 5 o'clock Central Time until 7. Also, Miss Robin Eubanks, the Atlanta attorney who writes the Invisible Serfs Collar.com blog, will make a return visit with us next week. So, William, you're bringing out some fascinating information. Please continue.
All right. One of the major parts of the Constitution that I use against code enforcement is found at Article 6, Paragraph 2, and I'll read it. It says, "This Constitution and the laws of the United States, which shall be made in pursuant thereof, and all treaties made or which shall be made under the authority of the United States, shall be the supreme law of the land." That's not the law of the sea, right?
That's
and
right.
And judges in every state. It does not say and state judges or federal judges. It says, "And judges in every state shall be bound thereby. Anything in the Constitution or the laws of any state to the contrary notwithstanding." In other words, when I'm going up against code enforcement and they start showing me some state constitutional provision, I show them this. That this Constitution and the laws made pursuant thereto and all treaties shall be superior to your state constitution and all your municipal codes.
And this is now, what should be regarded as the Supremacy Clause, yes?
That's called the Supremacy Clause. Now, when they talk about the laws of the United States and the treaties made or which shall be made, they have to go through the filter of the Constitution first. In other words, you cannot have an unconstitutional treaty that supersedes the Constitution. In other words, the Hillary Clinton gun ban that she's working on with the United Nations doesn't pass the Second Amendment. So the argument there would be that it is an unconstitutional treaty, even though it is a treaty. So we could add the words "constitutionally valid" before the word "laws of the United States and all constitutionally valid treaties."
You know, what I find troubling, William, is we hear a lot of calls today for members of this government, the federal government in particular, to be placed before the jurisdiction of an international tribunal for charges of war crime and the like. And this is a dangerous precedent, wouldn't you say?
I agree with you completely.
Now, because has the possibility of taking away from this supremacy clause.
Yes, it does. That's why we have to maintain our sovereignty and not be part of a world government.
Yeah, economic collapse that's planned for us. This is the plan indeed, and this is where Americans have to gather their wits about them.
That's right. Now, one of the laws of the United States, one of the laws of this Constitution is the Fourth Amendment. Now, the reason I like history and law is because the courts are bound by the intent of the original lawmaker when they are interpreting a law. While the Constitution is to be a living Constitution, it is not open to modern interpretation. It's open for amendment. So all the liberal progressives that don't like the Constitution have a remedy in the amendment process. Now, with the In the Fourth Amendment, this is what I use against code enforcement. It says the right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall issue. That means no administrative inspection warrant, but upon probable cause, supported by an oath or affirmation, particularly describing the person to be searched and the person or things to be seized. In other words, there cannot be any anonymous complaints like they use in code enforcement. And the term probable cause in 1789 could only mean a mens rea or bad in itself common law felony, because no legislature had met yet until 10 years later to pass the first statute at large, where they came up with the thou shalt not do this and thou shalt not do that law. So in other words, we have the right to be secure unless there is a common law felony, which would be murder, rape, arson, mayhem, treason, kidnapping, and the like, because that's the only kind of crimes that were related to the term probable cause in 1789 when the Fourth Amendment was drafted in 1791 when it was approved by everybody.
Let me interrupt you there, William. Now,
sure.
If you don't mind, what would you say to those who will assert that because we don't even trade in a currency that has substance, that we're really trading in company script nowadays, that as well, because we are in fact debtors, according to the terms of this arrangement between the Fed and the federal government, that Americans have lost their rights to property by virtue of the fact that we don't even trade in our own money. What would you say to those people?
Well, I would say that that is their opinion, but there is a better opinion. The states and the federal government are bound by some very old laws that are still in effect called the money of account. Now, a Federal Reserve note does not qualify as the money of account. See, the original people in America were into barter, exchange, and trade because there was no money. Woman could trade a pie for a loaf of bread with a neighbor lady. A man could trade his horse for the neighbor's cow. They were under the bigger umbrella of what's called a medium of exchange, which, also encompasses silver and gold coins and Federal Reserve notes. So we take the medium of exchange, and we can still use any medium of exchange we want to, that where we can get the results we desire. But the governments are like the IRS and the franchise tax boards and the courthouses. They're bound by, the money of account. Now, in California, the money of account is found in California Government Code 6850. The federal government, this works in all states. If the money of account is found in the Coinage Act of April 2, 1792 at Section 20. And I have prevailed on a $168,000 IRS billing with the money of account argument, which says these words. Does the money of account of the United States and all court proceedings, I like that little part of that sentence, shall be had and held in the form of a dollar, dime, cent, and mill. Most people don't even know what a mill is, but it's 1/1000th of a dollar, 1/10th of a cent. And they were a little token 200 years ago.
Uh-huh.
I have a... Yes.
No, please continue.
I have a, I collect coins. I have a 1853 cent, a United States cent. It's solid copper and it's the size of a 50 cent piece. They keep on devaluing our money where it gets worth less and less. Now our cents are not even copper. They're copper coated zinc. Totally worthless. You used to be able to sell something for a dollar and get a dollar in silver. And that's what a dollar is, by the way. So when a court says they're going to jail somebody for failure to pay, the argument is that nobody has paid for anything since 1968. You haven't paid for your car. You haven't paid for your house. You haven't paid for a meal. I'm using the P word now, the way the courts look at it. You cannot pay for anything without silver or gold coin. You only discharge. That's the D word. If you took a suitcase of Federal Reserve notes to your bank to pay off your house, they would give you a document entitled Mortgage Discharge. It was not paid. And so the courts are bound by the money of account, state and federal. I was able to get rid of a $21,000 Superior Court judgment and a $54,000 Superior Court judgment with the state money of account argument. I mean, they were going to sell my client's business to pay some attorney $54,000 for doing something evil to her on another area, and she called me up and was thrilled. They took her business off the market. It's not for sale anymore. So we're using their laws against them, and they're bound by these laws, and the courts are bound by the intent of the original lawmaker, which, like the Fourth Amendment and all the first 10 amendments, were from 1789. That's why the Bouvier Law Dictionary is good. Now, one of the things they do with code enforcement, they've twisted the meaning of the word public nuisance. And they come after people for having a flat tire on their car or an antique car sitting in their yard that's not licensed, registered, insured, and parked on pavement. Well, that might be my pursuit of happiness, and I might get around to restoring that and enjoying my pursuit of happiness in parades, which is actually the case. And so stay away from my place unless you have probable cause of a mens rea, bad in itself, common law felony, and then you have to have a witness that signs under penalty of perjury under oath or affirmation. Now, when the federal government originally owned no land whatsoever, and two states gave them enough land, 10 miles square, to form the seat of government. Shortly after that, that little township purchased the Northwest Ordinance, which was all the states above the Ohio River over to the Mississippi. Then they made a deal with Napoleon for 3 cents an acre to buy the Louisiana Purchase. Then yes. They did the Treaty of Guadalupe Hidalgo and got the rest all the way over to the coast. Now, when California became a state, it owned no land. It was all owned by the federal government, except for the Spanish and Mexican land grants, which came about with the Treaty of Guadalupe Hidalgo and its Protocol of Querétaro, 1848. Now, doesn't that put it up into the Supremacy Clause, because we now have a treaty made, or which shall be made? So then,
One would think, yes.
Yeah. So the federal government owned California's land, except for those Mexican and Spanish land grants.
Hold that thought. Hold that thought, William. Let's pick up. after these messages, ladies and gentlemen.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Are you struggling to reclaim your health? Let me share my story quick. My nightmare of chronic fatigue, PTSD, and autoimmune issues cost me everything. A bankruptcy, loss of home, even my wife walked out on me with no hope in sight. A miracle happened after hitting my lowest point. I discovered ION and RNA drops. It literally saved my life. I want to share my story with you and offer you a trial size mini bottle of RNA drops. Visit www.rnafreemini.com. Again, that's www.rnafreemini.com. It's time to take your power back now.
Free bottle offer involves processing and handling fees. Visit www.rnafreemini.com today.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to our final segment today. Now, William, I think our listeners would be interested to learn more about you, of your background, and perhaps your heritage. Do you mind revealing some of that?
No, I'm very proud of the fact that I'm a seven-generation descendant away from Captain William Clark, the co-leader of the Lewis and Clark expedition. Today's military look at the Lewis and Clark expedition, also known as the United States Army's Corps of Discovery, as America's first special forces. Today's special forces are highly trained. That group was highly talented. They would interview on average 100 soldiers for every one they chose, which means that for 51 people joining the other two, Lewis and Clark, they interviewed more than 5,100 soldiers. So they took the very best. They went into what was thought of as enemy territory for 2 years, and all of them came back. And that was, by the way, with the help of Satcher Kouria, who was their interpreter and guide in much of the area. She had been kidnapped by the Mandan Indians of North Dakota Territory, or the Dakota Territory, several years earlier. And in other words, the Indians were not all in harmony, as a lot of people would have us believe.
And of course, she was Shoshone, hence the Shoshone Indian tune at the start of our broadcast today.
Yes. So anyway, and my grandfather delivered her little son, nicknamed Pompey, and later adopted him and raised him as an American. Anyway, I'm 71 years of age. I spent nearly half of my life studying law because of some evil that happened to me many years ago. I was happy being a standard, regular, normal guy with four state contractors' licenses. I hired more than 400 people. I completed more than 27,000 contracts without going to court. And I was happy until government stepped on me. And that's where most of us come from, is when we run across the evil part of government. Now, my father is 91 and just remarried a year and a half ago, so we have many years ahead of him.
That is just wonderful. Thank you so much for that. Ladies and gentlemen, be sure and stay tuned for the American Reconstruction Project at 5 p.m. Central for more of William. And stay tuned to RBN.
It's true.